Track 12, Swimming into History. In June 1929, endurance swimmer Mercedes Gleitz defied the fierce tides of the Wash to complete a gruelling 13-hour crossing from Lincolnshire to North Norfolk, an extraordinary feat that cemented her place in sporting history.
In June 1929, Mercedes Gleitz became the first person to swim across the Wash from Lincolnshire to the North Norfolk coast. Her achievement in battling her way through the notoriously difficult tidal currents of the Wash was heralded as an extraordinary feat of endurance at the time, and no other swimmer would repeat her success until the early 1970s. This proved to be just one of many notable successes achieved by this remarkable female pioneer of endurance swimming. Born in 1900 to German parents, Mercedes spent a good deal of her childhood on the south coast in Brighton and Hove. She learned to swim at school, where she won her first and only race. That was in 1914, and until 1922, I was never in the water again, she later recalled. By the time she did take up open water swimming seriously in early adulthood, the contest to become the first woman to swim the English Channel unaided was in full swing. Only a handful of plucky male swimmers had ever made the arduous crossing without the help of buoyancy aids or specially designed rubber suits. Mercedes did not have the same level of financial backing or experience as many of her female competitors, but she became determined to make her own bid for swimming immortality. She was working as a secretary in London when she first tried to swim the Channel in the summer of 1922. Described by one newspaper as quite a small, almost frail girl, Mercedes only managed 6 miles before she was compelled to abandon the attempt. Undeterred, she tried several times over the following 5 years, before finally achieving her goal at the eighth attempt in 1927. By this stage, an American named Gertrude Edel had beaten her to the accolade of becoming the first female swimmer to cross the Channel. Nevertheless, as the first female British woman to complete the feat, Mercedes attracted a lot of media attention. Within days of her record-breaking swim, the Sunday Express reported that she had already received, quote, several proposals of marriage by letter, as well as scores of letters and telegrams from admirers. Soon afterwards, the intrepid young Brighton woman achieved another notable first when she became the first swimmer of either sex to cross the Strait of Gibraltar, still considered one of the world's most challenging open-water swims today. In May 1928, Mercedes was invited to open Hunstanton's new seawater bathing pool and used the opportunity to declare her intention of becoming the first person to swim across the Wash. On hearing this, one newspaper reporter remarked that she had a reputation for, quote, swimming odd stretches of water which had not been swum before, a comment which took little account of the considerable risks involved in undertaking such a challenge. The prospect of battling against the notoriously strong and unpredictable tidal currents of the Wash had proved daunting for many an experienced competitor before her. Back in 1910, the Skegness Recreation Committee had offered a gold medal and a cash prize of £20, then a considerable sum, to the first person who successfully swam across the Wash, only to have to cancel the contest because of a lack of volunteers. In contrast, Mercedes welcomed the opportunity to test herself, although she was unable to fulfill her promise for over a year. Even then, she had to wait several weeks until the prevailing weather conditions offered her the best opportunity of success. Eventually, at 5:10 a.m. on June 20, 1929, she set out for Hunstanton from the Lincolnshire coastal village of Butterwick, after reportedly enjoying a breakfast of fried fish, coffee, and bread and butter. As was customary for anyone attempting such a feat of endurance, she was accompanied by a support team on a pilot boat. Their presence proved invaluable during a swim which transpired to be more grueling than she could possibly have imagined. Having set off in ideal conditions, the wind strengthened as the day progressed and the sea became very choppy. At one point, she experienced such difficulty in battling against the strong tidal currents that she made little headway for over 4 hours. In the end, the current was such that she ended up coming ashore 3 miles down the coast from Hunstanton at Heacham. She had been in the water for over 13 hours and scarcely had the energy to drag her weary body onto the beach. Undeterred, she soon declared herself fit to attend the pre-planned official reception at the Golden Lion Hotel in Hunstanton. Over the course of the following 4 years, Mercedes continued to break endurance swimming records across the world. Such was the public interest in her record-breaking feats that she became one of the era's most marketable female sporting stars, notably as a brand ambassador for the Rolex Oyster Waterproof Watch and for Lipton Tea. She also used her celebrity status to establish a charitable foundation to help the homeless and open the Mercedes Glights home in Leicester. After 10 years, Mercedes retired from swimming to start a family with her husband, Patrick Carey. She never courted publicity again, and her exploits had been largely forgotten by the time of her death, age 80, in 1981. Thankfully, in recent years, her legacy as one of endurance swimming's most influential figures has finally come to be properly recognized.